A lot happened in the Saratoga area tonight and throughout the weekend. We talk about one other very, very cool event, the 2019 John Moore Documentary Studies Collaborative Documentary Forum, Humor, Laughing with Reality. Happening at Skidmore College, it's a weekend-long festival with presentations of artistic work and symposium-style conversations around the theme of humor in documentary. The first of two keynote events happens tonight. It is Sam Green and Yola Tango, The Love Song of R. Buckminster Fuller. It happens tonight at 8 o'clock at the Zankel Music Center in Saratoga Springs on the campus of Skidmore College. In the hour-long live documentary, Academy Award-nominated filmmaker Sam Green explores Fuller's utopian vision of radical social change through a design revolution. The project is a collaboration between Green and the legendary indie band Yola Tango. At tonight's screening, Green narrates the film in person and cues images while Yola Tango performs their original school score. Yola Tango, co-founder, vocalist, and guitarist Ira Kaplan joins us now to tell us more about this very, very cool event. He'll even give me a chance to clear my throat. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. my voice is a little scratchy, but I'm doing fine. So give us a sense of how this collaboration with Sam Green came about.
Well, Sam approached us and asked if we'd be interested in working with him, and between his background, we were all fans of his, oh, this throat clearing is really catching on. We were fans of his film about the weather underground, and the whole idea of performing a score live on stage was intriguing, and Buckminster Fuller, everything about it intrigued us, so we jumped right in.
So what can people expect tonight at the screening? The film will be narrated in person, and then there's these images, and then obviously you're performing the score.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of the things that comes up in the piece is Sam refers to Buckminster Fuller as the dome guy. A lot of people, and I would put myself in this category. That was really all I knew about Buckminster Fuller before we got involved, was the geodesic dome. And he is such an amazing guy. And I think his vision and his optimism and his belief in possibilities is especially resonant in this time. And he is just a really magical person to spend an hour with. So I don't know. We've been doing this now for a couple of years, and it just never stops engaging us and inspiring us.
Tell us a little bit about the score itself, this original score, and what it is, and how it is like and unlike other things that you have done.
Well, the big thing that makes it unlike what we've done is that we did it in collaboration with Sam. James McNew and Georgia Hubley and I have been playing together for, I don't know, almost 30 years. The band's been together a little longer, but we're just a little group that do whatever we want. And when you let somebody in who not only gets an opinion, but actually has the most important opinion, it changes everything. And it kind of pushes you into places that you wouldn't necessarily think to go. And it was also interesting in that, you know, as I said, we didn't know that much about Fuller. And I think our initial feeling about him was probably that he was this sort of, you know, guy who inspired hippies in the 60s, and maybe we took a more skeptical view of him, and Sam was like, no, this is, you know, don't do that. You know, and I think our music changed as, you know, some of the things we were presenting him, you know, he detected the mood of them accurately and encouraged us to find another way of approaching it. But it's a lot of fun for us. Everybody plays different instruments. James will play guitar and bass and all sorts of little sound effects on his boxes. And Georgia goes from keyboards to drums. And I play guitar and keyboard. So there's a lot of textures and a lot of variety in the music within the hour.
And in that time, because you're playing with images, is the audience experience different, do you think, than for you as musicians of knowing that there is that visual component?
Well, I think so. I think we're all actually one of the things I left out of getting involved was we all love soundtrack music, and one of the hallmarks of film music is sometimes it's best to know that to not even be aware that it's there. I think that's maybe a little less likely when there's a band on stage playing it, but we definitely have moments when we're the focus of attention, but there's moments when we're not. And in fact, one of the technical challenges of the piece when we were starting to do it was some of the archival footage doesn't sound amazing. When Fuller's speaking, there's kind of noise, and you have to make it really loud, and we had to play quieter to make sure people can understand what he had to say. Other times, there's just images going by, and we're able to roar a little.
And what else is Yola Tengo up to this summer?
Well, we in July, we're going to Mongolia.
There you go.
I mean, I was going to say for the first time, but I think that almost went without saying.
Probably.
It's pretty amazing. As I suggested, this band's been playing for almost 35 years now, and there's always something new, something we haven't done before that just kind of gets thrown our way. And so somebody invited us to come to Mongolia, and, you know, it's one of the questions we get asked sometimes is what we'd like to do that we haven't done. And we always sidestep that question, say there's no point in really having that, knowing that, because the things that get offered without us even thinking of them are so much more interesting.
Well, Sam Green and Yola Tengo perform the love song of R. Buckminster Fuller tonight, 8 o'clock at the Zenkel Music Center in Saratoga Springs. Ira Kaplan, thanks so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
My pleasure. See you tonight.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.